So, didn't catch the show on
Thursday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nate show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Oh, g'day, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the rare occasions. So we do this podcast. Hey, podcasters. We do this usually before the show. This is one of the rare occasions. Do it afterwards.
Yeah.
Bit of OT, bit of overtime. Thoughts on how it all went, guys?
It was a great show.
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, really good people. Once again, I know we bang on about this a lot, but Australia, God, you just make it easy for us sometimes. We're not even the funny ones.
It's them. Speak for yourself.
I'm not even the funny one.
When you're away, producer Grace, we had a lady call the show.
Bettina.
Yeah, we.
Bettina, what a great name. Continue.
Just wait for the story.
You've remembered it, haven't you?
Yeah. I've written it down. I remember it. It's in my bloody burn book.
She's on the shame list.
She
not going to explain that.
No, push on. Oh, I'm the one talking.
If you see us in person, we'll do it about the shame list.
Yeah, that's an in conversation person.
Yep.
Hey, mate, push on.
Oh, it's me. So we do the show rating. So we finish the show. Someone calls the show the rate. So a lady got through, Bettina, and she said that she loves the show, but she said Nate isn't great.
Oh,
and then I'll be honest, both of us sort of gave a look of like, it's a bit.
Yeah. You know,
and then we pushed for examples. Nothing.
And she's like, no, it's just like, it's just who he is.
Oh, she's like to, you as a person.
Like to my core.
And then, so we had producer Sam helping out in the show.
Yep.
You know, Sam, we love Sam. Yep. So he was producing from his bedroom.
Yep.
So he's on the screen here, like on a Zoom call. And he's just like mouthing, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And she just went real hard on Nate.
Yeah, real hard.
Yeah, it wasn't
real hard.
Wait, so, I mean, why does she love the show if she hates Nate? Nate's 50% of the show.
I'd argue Nate's more than 50%.
I don't know what the go was with Bettina.
But it definitely, we kept pushing and pushing because we're like, we'll break. It's a bit.
Give us something.
Like, she's committed
Bettina.
To
Nothing.
This. And no, it just.
But no, I was like, okay, Bettina, how. I was like, all right, then, well, let's go into this. Can I improve? Nah.
She's like, it's just who you are.
What can I do, Bettina? Nothing.
She's like, geez, Jimmy's great. And I'm like, Bettina, this is like very. Like,
I was honestly,
brother.
I thought.
I love the compliment, but you really.
Yeah, it's like, I can rag on him. You can't. Yeah.
I thought it might have been like an ex or something calling through. I still.
You
think
have an
that.
Ex named Bettina?
No,
could have been a fake name.
Could have been a
great
fake name.
Fake name.
Yeah.
So it might have been. It was either that or I mean, Grace, you were off.
It wasn't me. I promise.
It's me, Bettina. Also, yeah, it is a great show, but I just last like if you're going to listen to a podcast, don't last. Wednesday was good.
Wednesday's good podcast.
I was listening to it this morning.
Titled, Are You a Funny Mummy?
Yes. Some great videos off there.
Great.
It's just.
We've just had some good content this week, haven't we?
We have. Mm. We have. We've had content that is loved and it's been shared as
Grace,
well.
Grace is back too. Big reason. Big reason for that.
Big loser.
It's all Bettina's here.
What did you say?
I said big.
It's a big reason.
Big reason.
Grace is back to a big loser.
Yeah. And then Grace, he dinged Grace and is, she nodded and I went, oh, okay.
She's accepted that, has she? Finally.
Grace is here.
Grace here, you bloody, you bloody big loser.
I mean, you've called me that before and I'm going, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. It has happened in real life. Anyway. And I went, I don't know if we've ever done it on the podcast. Anyway. Like, Grace here, big loser.
Grace, it was more like, anyway, Grace here, big loser. All right.
She goes, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Carry on.
Yeah, okay. So,
big
no,
reason.
It has been good to be back. It's been good to
Sorry.
Be back.
Yeah, I didn't. It's my mistake.
This is a bad time to say I did say loser. I mean,
the Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, I love this. Furious residents of Menindee in the far west of New South Wales have forced officials to drink mugs of water in front of them after promising a river was completely safe to drink. So they've sat in a town council and they've said, hey, our water's not clean enough. And the officials go, nah, yeah, it is. We'll bloody show you. And so they all sat there on this big table and drank the water in front of them.
Okay, but did the...
Well, everyone went, sip, sip.
Real men, do it again.
Why are we waiting? He's dehydrating.
Producer Jared, producer Grace, no idea what
Grace.
These two straight white idiots are on about.
We couldn't be more straight at the moment, Grace. What do you reckon?
I've never heard any of those chants, and I don't wish to hear them again.
I didn't actually, weirdly, I didn't need to hear you say that to know you'd never heard that.
I still wanted to hear her say it, though.
Okay, the thing is, did the good, what's the town?
Menindee.
Menindee. Did the good people of Menindee see these people pour it out of a tap?
Well, this is the big question, right? So they've all drunk, but everyone reckons it's tap water, and they haven't gone to the river they wanted.
They could have bought some bottles of Mount Franklin, put it into a glass,
absolutely,
and go, "Hey, we got this out of a tap."
You know what those officials are like. So apparently, the issue came after millions of dead fish were found floating in the Darling Backer River. Apologies if I got that wrong, causing alarm among the locals. So the meeting took place in the Civic Hall. So it was an official meeting, right? Yep. With all the public there yelling, "Going, drink the bloody water!" They saw the officials from New South Wales Police, the Department of Planning Environment, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Central Darling Shire, all drink water to prove it was safe. But the big argument is, was it actually from the river?
Yep.
So,
well, I mean, you'd hope then. I mean, yeah, I don't want to get sued. But you
hope you're allowed to have an opinion. Just say whatever you're about to say. Just say, in my opinion.
In my opinion, I think we would anywhere in this beautiful country of ours, we'd get people to drink water that was safe.
Yeah,
and good.
Absolutely, and that's what we want. And Jim, that's a perfect line from an organisation. I think we should start. Mm. I think we should be called the Water Watchers, Jimmy and Nath. The Water Watchers.
Good evening, everyone. We begin today's tasting with a lovely bottle of a 2001 Dulichi Frey water from the lovely New South Wales spring water region. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to welcome you to Jimmy and Nath's Water Watchers. Enjoy.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I didn't realise it was going to be so civilised. But I'm happy with it.
I'm into it.
I love that.
Talk like this now.
Absolutely, you do. The Water Watchers, mate. So what I want to do is, this is a nice establishment. Mm. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Very simple. Drink some water for us, guys. Drink some water for us. Wherever you are, wherever you live, just some local tap water. And we're not talking open up a bottle of sparkling. No?
Well, why have I got this then?
As he drinks from his sweat. You're normally a San Pellegrino guy as well.
Yeah, this was on special.
Yeah. He's gone for the cheap option, fella. That's very unlike you.
It was so on special though. Like it's like 20 cents a bottle or something.
I was
like,
highway robbery,
yeah,
mate.
I was like, why is he just giving it away? I have to buy the Schweppes soda water. So, classic mixer.
So, put some vodka and some lime in that or what?
Oh, I'm hammered.
So what I thought we could do is 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now, drink some water from us wherever you are around the country and give us your feedback. Give us an honest rating. So this isn't a competition. You don't have to drink and go, we got the best water. You take an honest sip and you give us an honest appraisal of your water and you tell the Water Watchers. You tell us why. Because we know our water, Jim.
Yeah, no, it's just we're a civilised show. It's a civilised segment and we just enjoy drinking water and rating it.
Just a little bit of water. Got some here.
All right, yeah. So you've got your bottle.
Mmm. I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't filled this up since last night. So it's a tad stale.
Stale.
I'm going to give it a six. 6 out of 10, mainly my fault, because I haven't really made it. It's not fresh water.
So I have fresh.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Not the sparkly, I have another.
Yeah, jeez, you're flush with water.
Got my emotional support water bottle.
Yeah, give me some of that.
Size of my head.
Mm.
Fresh out of the tap.
Yeah.
Nice and cold.
Ooh, love that.
Quite wet.
Mm. On the palate.
Wet on the palate.
What are you getting, nodes of pipe?
Pipe. tap.
Yeah, yeah. Hydrogen, oxygen.
Water. I'm going to give that a 8 out of 10.
Perfect, mate. Thank you for being a part of the Water Watchers.
No,
I mean, your name is in the...
Whoa! This is a different club.
Where are we? All right, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. All we need you to do is just taste a little bit of water for us.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Good evening, everyone. We begin today's tasting with a lovely bottle of a 2001 Dulichi Frey water from the lovely New South Wales spring water region. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to welcome you to Jimmy and Nath's Water Watchers. Enjoy.
Yeah, this is a classy establishment. We've just asked the country, 131060, give us a call, drink some water for us, and give us an honest rating. You know, what are you feeling about it? What are you getting from it? The reason we bring it up is because the furious residents of Menindee, they're not happy with the local water, and they made all these government officials drink it in front of them. Turns out, apparently, the water they drank was fine. But was it the real water? We don't know.
Unless you see someone sucking it out of a tap or a hose.
Yep. Or in the lake, splashing it into the
mouth. No, you can't drink straight from... Needs to be some sort of, I don't want to go into it, but settlement process.
I don't understand, mate. Yeah. I mean, you grew up in the country. I don't know how it works.
I didn't put a straw into the McIntyre River, mate. We'll happily drink out of a tap.
Jason from Melbourne. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Water Watchers.
Evening, lads. How you going?
Yeah, we're good, mate. This is a classy establishment, Jason. Just keep your voice down, mate.
Sorry about that. I'm a little bit excited because I've been a plumber 32 years, boys, so water's on my list of very important things.
This is good, Jason. That's why, you scored yourself an exclusive invite.
That's fantastic. Unbelievable.
So, Jason,
I've been out today to the mecca of what I call Melbourne out in the west, Caroline Springs, which actually does have a lake.
Okay.
Did you drink from the lake?
Well, not really, but I was close to it.
Okay. All right.
So there's a water fountain beside the lake, and I thought to myself, just for an experiment, I'll do a bit of a tap spill. So I've got the bottle, put it in. I can say turgidity in colour, probably a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
Smell, maybe about an 8. And then I haven't actually tasted it yet because it's been in the front seat of my truck all day, so I'm going to give it a crack.
Yeah, have it a sip now. This is good, Jace. I mean, great observational skills for
Jace.
Oh, it's a real gargle. Yep.
Oh, sorry, mate.
That's all right. That's all right. That's okay.
You spat on someone's car as they drove by.
That's all right. Just remember the class you started from here, Jace. So,
yeah,
what,
yeah. Sorry.
How's the taste?
I think it went the wrong way.
Down the wrong hole.
I don't think I like my chest is not like the west.
Right, okay.
But at a taste level,
yep,
I'd say Caroline Springs would be a good 8.1, maybe 8.2.
Wow, that is good. Thank you, Jason.
Great rating.
Go back to enjoying the party, Jason. We'll circle back to you. So, Will from Clayton, welcome to the show, Will. Have we got you there?
Hi. Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, brother. You are going to taste some water for us for Jimmy Nace Water Watchers party?
Yeah, I've just poured myself a glass.
Yeah, great.
What how does it look, Will?
It looks good. I think the glass actually might be a little bit dirty, which could hamper the experience just a touch.
It's not great, but we'll
push
on. So just
give us a rating for look of the water?
For look? Oh, look, I can't go that high, honestly. Like maybe a 3.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Smell. Yeah. What's the smell of the water?
Look, it's cold water. It's coming from the fridge.
Fridge
it
water.
It doesn't really have a whole lot. I think it needs to air maybe just a touch before I can...
Need a decanter.
Yeah, you've got a decanter. You're so right, yeah. Jim. Which we don't have time for. So, Will, take a sip and give us a rating out of 10.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, look, the coldness is actually adding to the flavour, I would say.
Great.
What are you gonna give it? Maybe like a 6.
6 out of 10. That's okay.
That's pretty decent.
Now, just remember, Will, next time, from the Water Watchers piece of advice, let it aerate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Put it in a decanter first and maybe call the show back after maybe 3 or 4 hours. Okay?
Yeah. You know what? Cheers, guys. I think I'll have to.
No, thank you, Will. Thanks for being
appreciate
a part
your
of
candor.
The Water Watchers. Emily from Pasco Vale. Hello, Emily.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to Jimmy Nace Water Watchers. Are you going to taste some water for us?
I am.
Yeah, what do you got
I
for us?
I definitely am.
Okay.
So,
here we go. A live fill up. Love that.
Swirl it around.
You can spit it out, Em. You don't have to swallow.
Too good to spit out.
Yeah, that's
out heard Melbourne that water is so good.
Yeah, Melbourne water so good. What are you giving it out of 10, Em?
Oh, I'd give it a 10 out of 10 for sure.
Wow. That's what we want. There you go. And she swallowed it and everything. We love that. Eric from Liverpool. Hello, Eric.
Ahoy, boys. How are we doing?
Yeah, we're good, Eric. You going to have some water for us on the Water Watchers?
Ready to guzzle by the gallon, boys.
Oh,
where's the water from, Eric?
From the fresh plains of Liverpool.
Liverpool in Sydney, Eric, yeah?
Yeah.
You're not in England.
From, beautiful.
Little distillery we like to call Le Pomp.
Le Pomp. Are you drinking it? So you're drinking it out of the Le Pomp bottle?
That's it.
It's good water. That's top shelf stuff. Yeah. That's good. I'm going for $7 at a movie theatre, those. All right, Eric. Give it a sip, mate. Give us some honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good gargle.
Wonderful mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Crisp taste. With a hint of berry.
Berry? Is it flavoured water, Eric?
Yes. Berry Storm.
Funny that.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
I want to ask now, 131060, do you need some... Yeah, get out of the studio.
Get out of here. Who let you into this club?
Yeah, back to your seat.
Yeah.
We just asked 131060, do you need... No, we haven't asked it. I'm about to ask it.
So, hey, I don't blame you, mate, after whatever just happened there. You've been thrown out of the club.
All right. We are going to ask, we're asking right now, do you need some followers?
Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle?
Good.
So give us a call. Looking for a few people to shout you out. So it could be your Instagram, it could be your business, whatever. And if this is to celebrate, round of applause, Selena Gomez.
Oh, Lynn.
Who has become the first woman to have 400 million followers on Instagram.
I mean this in the most respectful way. Why Selena Gomez? Why?
Great question.
Producer Grace, why Selena Gomez?
Producer Jared has just pointed out Wizards of Waverly Place, obviously, is a big
thing.
Obviously,
yeah, huge.
I don't know what that is.
It's just a Rare Disney
Beauty
show.
Is that a huge?
What's Rare Beauty?
That's her makeup brand. And yep. Obviously, in the big Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez drama, people are picking sides, following teams.
Right, okay. So it's kind of like following your favourite sporting team.
Yeah.
Makes sense because on either side of her in the most followed list is Cristiano Ronaldo and Leo Messi.
Yeah, so it's like a sporting team for non-sporting people. Which I imagine there'd be
a lot
out
there. Are you following Selena Gomez, Producer Grace?
No.
Producer Jared, you following Selena Gomez? No.
No.
Nath?
No.
Jimmy?
No.
No.
So
Jimmy and Nathan count?
No. No. That other fake account that I have, the boyfriend shares official? Widley, yes.
Oh. So she's on 401 at the moment. 2 and 3 in the list are Cristiano Ronaldo and Leo Messi.
Yep.
Cristiano has 563 million.
Wow.
And Leo Messi has 443. Do you know the most followed account, number one?
The most followed account of all time?
Yeah.
I thought it was either Leo or...
Well, they're the most followed people. This is a brand account.
Brand. Most followed brand.
Does anyone outside know what the most followed brand is? What's the most followed account on Instagram?
Is it McDonald's? McDonald's? No.
Producer Jared has suggested Instagram.
It's Instagram!
Oh, well done, Jared. He's clever.
Makes sense.
You know what? Give Jared a follow. Jared, come up to the microphone. Jared, what's your...
I'm going to give him a prize.
No, give him a Jimmy Brings voucher.
He can't because he works for the company. So,
what's your Instagram?
I'm very intrigued about this tiger and horse photo.
Oh, you want a prize?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we can give you a sign. Yeah,
you want a signed photo of Jimmy and Tigers and the horse?
Yeah, I think that would do me well.
Great. Yeah. Don't sound too stoked about it. You get one. Good on you, mate. Thanks for calling through.
And then if we go fifth, so behind Selena is Kylie Jenner, who Selena just took over. And as Grace mentioned, there's some sort of beef. I won't be telling you about it, Nath, because I don't care.
No, neither do I. So thank you for choosing not to tell me.
I don't really care. But look, it's great news. Great news for Selena Gomez. Not really entirely sure why. I just don't get it.
But anyway, people obviously love it.
Love
so
it.
Good on you.
I mean, I mean, going down the list, if we can.
No, of course we can. Yeah, no, mate, all the time in the world, your show.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, see, that I'll get.
Yeah, I get. Yeah. I follow her. Kim Kardashian.
Well, that I definitely get.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
See,
why is she not number one? Yeah. You're telling me Wizards of Waverly Place is higher than Queen Bee?
Destiny's Child, not as good as Wizards of Waverly. So Selena Gomez, 401 million. Beyonce, 301. She has 100 million more followers.
That's wild to me.
Do you think like if Beyonce and Selena Gomez hang out, right, and they get a photo together, Beyonce's like, I hope she posts it.
If I put up a post, I really hope that she like shares it as well.
I really hope she cross posts.
Oh, can we collaborate?
Like, do you think when you're at 300 million, like, do you go after more followers, or you're like, oh, I'm pretty good?
Well, I think they've got that many followers, they probably have people running their accounts. You know what I mean? Yeah, so they probably have people with KPIs going, I need another 50 mil by 2024.
Not here, Jimmy Nath. Throw my Jimmy Nath.
If we get an extra 10, you've hit your KPIs.
All right, so give us a call, 131060. Do you need some followers? Could be your account, could be your work account, whatever. We'll give you a plug, ask him some questions about it.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
What is your Instagram handle? Give you a shout out on the show. Nath, round of applause for Selena Gomez.
Yeah, well, under the lens.
She has become the most followed woman, the first woman to have over 400 million followers. So she's sitting at number 4 overall. Instagram's number 1,
mm-hmm.
most followed.
Good on him.
Account.
Yeah. It's a bit like MySpace where, what was his name? Was it Todd?
Tom.
Or? Tom. Tom.
Yeah, but Tom.
And he automatically made you his friend. You couldn't get rid of Tom.
You don't have to follow Instagram.
That's forced.
Like, you don't start an Instagram and you're following Instagram.
I'll be honest. I don't understand the following of Selena Gomez, but what are you getting out of following Instagram?
You're so right. I'll be honest. I didn't even know that. I did until I looked at this today.
How many followers has Instagram got?
619 million.
Why? What are you getting out of it?
And then it's Cristiano Ronaldo, 563 million. Leo Messi, 443 million. Fourth, Selena Gomez, 401. And then fifth is 382 million. Kylie Jenner.
Do you reckon it's people wanting to try and get something out of Instagram? Like they message me and go, hey, can I have a blue tick?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
That's going to be. If I, if I cozy up to them, they might give me a blue tick. You know what I mean? Or throw me a like.
Although you'll share your post.
Yeah, of course. Collaborate with Instagram.
Hey, look at this Instagram post I did, Instagram. I'd love for you to have another guess. Because we said Instagram is the most followed account, but it is a brand. Everything else is people.
Sure.
Do you know the second most followed account? So they're 13th on the list.
Okay, and it's another brand?
It's another brand. They have 278 million followers.
It's not Facebook or Meta or something. They haven't got a...
No, God, no. Hurtful.
Facebook had an Instagram. That's just weird inception, isn't it?
No, it's a brand. Something you buy. Very, very big brand. Very big brand. Very, very
big brand. Very big bang.
That's a very big bang.
That's a very big bang.
Hey, look at that brand. You've got a very big brand.
God. Where'd you get that? That big brand?
Oh, big brand boy. I'll throw.
Is it Apple? Apple? Yeah,
Apple? No. You throw it to the team. Producer Grace, producer Jared. Most followed brand outside of Instagram on Instagram.
Is it Nike?
It's Nike!
Oh, Grievous!
What? That was Jared again.
Is that Jared again? Jared, let's hook Jared up with a $50 Jimmy Brings voucher. Good on you, Jared. Okay, Amy. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now, Amy, we've told people that we're going to help them get some followers. Have you got an Instagram account?
We are only just very, very new to Instagram. We're a little bit behind on the social media wagon.
It's okay.
So we are Western Phone Repairs.
Western Phone Repairs. Let me guess. Do you repair phones, Amy?
Yes, we do.
Good. I mean, it's good. It does what it says on the tin. That's what we want.
Everybody needs their phone fixed.
Be weird if you're a restaurant or something. So that's good.
Amy, I'm guessing it. What is it? At Western Phone Repairs.
Yes.
I can't find it on Instagram.
Oh mate.
No, she said they're very.
I'm going to have to double check. We're that new. We're not even there yet.
Yeah, they haven't. They're so new they don't actually have an account.
Because I've typed in W E S T O N phone. P-H-O-N-E, repairs, R-E-P-A-I-R-S.
Yes, I will have to jump on and check that out shortly.
Yeah, it's a...
We don't want to be missing business.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, no, I mean, we're plugging Amy, you.
Amy,
then...
here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you back on hold. You find your cat. We'll come back to you, okay?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, we're off to a flyer. This is good.
If you're just joining us with us, 131060, we'll share it. Your Instagram that doesn't exist.
Weird thing we're doing. Yeah. We're setting up accounts. Okay, Brendan from Bendigo. G'day, Brendo.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. You got an Instagram account that we can hopefully get you some more followers?
Oh, look, if you can top the 300 I have so far, we'd love it.
Ooh, we'll do our best, mate.
The tagline, red underscore mist. With a Y instead of an I for the mist.
Okay.
So I'm on Brendan, I'm on your Instagram now, so we can confirm, Nath, it's a real one.
Okay, this is good. Is it a personal account, Brendan?
Yeah, just a personal one.
Okay.
Brendan, my first thing is, you don't follow us.
I'm pretty sure I do. As of like 23 minutes ago, I definitely get the follow
back. As of 23 minutes ago, that's very specific.
All right, we've followed you back. We'll share it on our Instagram story, at Jimmy Nath. Nathan, if you want to look, there's some photos. Looks like he likes Avengers.
Yeah, you're an Avengers fan, Brendo?
Oh, huge fan.
Huge fan. What would you say to Australia right now, Brendan, to get people to follow you? Like, what's your sell?
What are they getting out of it?
Why should people come to you?
Oh, look, if you guys want to follow me, or like you just follow me once or twice, I'll put up at least 3 posts a year.
That's pretty good. 3 posts a year.
Is it?
It's like not too much effort, just a little.
Better than 2.
When's the last time you put up a post?
A good 30 weeks.
Yeah, I'm having a look. June 26, 2022. Okay. So
Brendo,
you haven't posted this year.
I'm going to give you some advice. We need a post from you this year.
Okay.
But go and follow at red underscore mist. You might see a photo. I don't know. Okay, we're going to go back to Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Amy, have you found your Instagram account for Western Phone Repairs?
I don't know what's going on, but I have our personal one, which is...
Hang on. So you thought you had an Instagram account for your business, but you don't.
Well, we have a Facebook one and it links to Instagram easily, but when I go to find the actual handle, I can't find it. Pretty shocking for some tech guys, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I hope you're a lot better with phone repairs though, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. 100%.
I mean, we could shout out your, you got a phone number?
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Do you know what that is?
It is. I do believe it or not. It's a mobile. It's 0438 237078.
There you go, guys. Give that a call if you remember
it.
Good on you.
All phone repairs.
There you go. All right, let's do one more. Bree from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Bree.
Voice, how are you?
Yeah.
Ahoy.
Yeah. Thank you. Ahoy. Thank you for joining them. Well, I mean, did you say oi oi?
Ahoy, hoy.
Yeah. We'll move on then. Oi, oi is the unofficial greeting in the Jimmy Nay Show that nobody uses. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
But it wasn't what you. Anyway.
Anyway, whatever. We'll move on. Bree, you got an Instagram account?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What is it, Bree?
I'm plugging my horse's one, Rocco the Baby Unicorn.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on it. Can confirm.
Okay,
it exists.
That's good. It exists. Well done, Bree. That's the first step. It exists.
That's a big
good
one. It doesn't appear to be a unicorn.
Oh, so we've been lied to.
Is it? What is
it's
it?
It's a baby unicorn.
It's got really short legs.
Huge. Oh,
it's really
is it
cute.
A horse?
I mean, he's a little horse.
He's a little horse?
He's like a young horse. Baby horse?
Like a baby
just a horse that
didn't
No, grow.
That's as big as he gets.
Also, he's like a mini horse. Like a teacup horse.
He's a mini. Yeah, he's a little mini horse.
A mini horse. Can
you ride a mini horse?
Yep. Yes, technically. Well,
if you're a mini person.
My son quite enjoys him.
Your son,
I'm a very small person. Yes, yes.
But adults.
I've ridden him. He lets me, but it's funny as hell.
I'm 98 kilos. Would I be able to ride it?
You won't reach. Because your legs are just going to dangle.
Oh, your legs will hit the ground.
Oh, I'll hit the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
is it really?
Just walking, going, is that a horse underneath the legs? What the hell? This getting.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, you know I live in an apartment building. I don't know all of the people that live in the apartment building, and you know I've had some issues with a few of them lately, but that's not what we're talking about.
It's apartment living problems,
yeah,
baby.
Of course. Stop parking in front of my driveway, dickheads. Anyway, that's a different issue. That's what I'm talking about. I wish I did know all the people in my apartment building because something's happened this week, and it's still in the process of happening, and I don't really know what to do because somebody has ordered McDelivery, right? Somebody has ordered a serious amount of McDelivery, and obviously they didn't answer when the delivery person arrived, and it has been sitting in the stairwell of our apartment. Today is day 5. Day 5, and it has not been touched, it has not moved, and I don't really know what to do. Because I know Macca's last a long time. Do I pick it up and have a go at it?
Day 5.
Do I throw it out?
Yeah.
But what if that person comes to collect it? Because it doesn't have a name on it. Just has our address on it. Doesn't have the name on it.
Does it have an Uber Eats delivery?
It has a code on it, yeah.
It should have a name. It should have a name delivered to.
No name on it. So, even if it did have a name, I don't know the people's names.
Because
I know Danielle that lives next to me. That's it.
So I've done this before. A couple of times. Mm. I get drunk and I Uber Eats Macca's on the way home.
Oh, it's a classic Tuesday for you.
And then by the time I get home, the Macca's is there.
Mm.
But sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes the delivery gets stuck.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bit of a delay. But then when I get home, I'm pretty gone.
Yeah. See, it's never happened to me before.
I'll pass out and then I get up in the morning and it's downstairs.
See, I understand. So this is clearly what's happened. So this person's either come home blind or fallen asleep or whatever. But have they been hibernating for 5 days?
Yeah, the 5 days better to get. The other day I went for a run, right? I went for a run and I saw, it was so hot. It was like 35 degrees or something.
Yeah.
I went for a run, middle of the day, and I saw this Macca's, right? It's outside someone's house.
Oh, delivery. Yeah.
And it had, I could see a little, I'm running, but it clearly had the Uber Eats because they've also got the Uber Eats stickers that close the bag. Sure. I run past it, and then as I'm running, I'm thinking, I'm like, I just reckon someone's ordered that. Done to me, done to Jimmy.
Mm.
And so then I run back, and so I'm like, I'm going to stop. And I look at it, and so the order time was like 3:50 a.m. There's a little time code on it.
Classic.
And it's like for Barry at this address. And I'm like, Barry's had a big one.
He's out cold. But see, this has never happened to me. Maybe because I just love food so much.
But you're
I'm like, I'm not going to bloody sleep until the food gets here.
Yeah, but
I will walk to the Macca's.
Yeah. You're also not a big delivery guy.
No,
When we lived together.
I'm a drive-through guy.
Any place.
Yeah.
You're like, Jim, we could just drive up the road now. I'm like, I don't want to drive up the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to save $5. Like when we used to get Indian together or Thai.
Yeah, just remember? Walk them and get them, mate. Walk them and get
Nathan,
it.
A true story once. Nathan lived together for a while, but I remember one Friday night, I wanted Indian. I didn't want to leave.
Mm.
Nathan wanted Indian. He wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And so Nathan went to the same Indian place that I ordered Uber Eats from.
Yeah. And bloody saved $4.
Yeah.
$4.50, didn't I?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I don't know when this McDonald's will. I reckon I'm going to give it 7 days, and after 7 days, I'm not going to eat it. I'll throw it out because I already suggested that to my partner. She said absolutely not. So yeah. I'll throw it out. But 7 days, surely that's going to be enough time for someone to remember their McDelivery order. You can't be sleeping for that long, guys.
The only other thing I would check it to see the address because I do a lot of Uber Eats. You know that. Sure. I've had Uber Eats delivered to the wrong place.
Okay, so you reckon it's come to the wrong place.
Again, if it's been 5 days, maybe
it's a significant amount of time to forget your order.
I've had I went walking once for pizza. I used to live at this place in Tassie.
Classic pizza walk.
And it was like, I'm not even kidding, it was like two doors up in a different apartment complex. On a door, and I saw it had my name on it, and I just picked it up, walked back to mine.
Absolutely.
So it does happen.
This would happen all the time in all shapes and sizes when it comes to ordering, which is why I want to go 131060 order oopsies.
Yeah, hey, mate, just got your large meat lover's pizza here for you.
Oh, I didn't order that.
It's time for order oopsies.
Order oopsies, guys. 131060, jump on the phones right now. Any kind of order. Doesn't have to be food related. Doesn't have to be food delivery related. It can be any kind of ordering. It could be like an iconic, you know what I mean? You ordered the wrong size, wrong colour. That came through. You're like, hang on a minute, I didn't order this.
Yeah, could be at a restaurant. You know what I mean? You ordered your steak medium rare and it was medium.
Or it came out and it was chicken.
Yeah, don't call that with my story. It's
yeah,
not great.
That's a weird one.
Have panic.
Hang on a minute.
Hang on.
This needed at least 2 more minutes.
I ordered this medium rare and it's medium. I will not be eating this steak.
Oh, look, beggars can't be choosers.
It's been a mistake.
Oh, good. Very good. And you brought it back. 131060, Trey, we want your order. Oopsies. When did the order go wrong? Any kind of order, any kind of mistake associated with it. Doesn't have to be food. It can be online shopping. We know it goes wrong all the time with that kind of stuff. Any kind of order. We want your order. Oopsies.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Yeah, hey, mate, just got your large meat lover's pizza here for you.
Oh, I didn't order that.
It's time for order oopsies.
Yeah, someone's had a clear order oopsie in my apartment building at the moment. There has been a McDonald's McDelivery sitting there for five days, has been untouched. You reckon this happens a lot, what's happened to you a few times, but normally it's you sleep through it and you wake up the next morning and you at least see it or realise it's time to go back.
I'm thinking someone ordered it to the wrong location or the person dropped it at the wrong spot.
So we've come to an agreement, 7 days, and then I'll either eat it or throw it out.
I just don't know why you're letting this get to you.
Well, because it's
nothing to do with you.
No,
mate.
But you know, it's food, and you know I'm very passionate about food and wastage.
Yeah,
there was
fair.
That time we went to a restaurant, someone didn't finish their cheesecake, and what did Big Nath do?
You ate their cheesecake.
I ate the cheesecake.
And sorry, just to clarify there, we hadn't even had dinner yet. Someone ordered cheesecake and then didn't
Which is my favourite dessert.
Didn't even touch it.
Yep.
It's not that it wasn't eaten. They just got up and left, and Nathan went, there's a whole cheesecake there.
Yeah, and what did I do? We were sitting with your parents,
yeah.
And I walked over and polished off the cheesecake.
And so, but then we ordered, like, garlic bread as an entree, so Nate's like, putting garlic bread in cheesecake.
So that answers the question of why I'm passionate about
you
this.
You hate food, mate.
Kiara from Geelong, order oopsies, Kiara. What happened?
Yeah, so I went to a pizza shop, and I'd ordered, like, a pepperoni pizza. And I'd also ordered a vegetarian pizza with added pineapple on it.
Yep.
And when we got home, I looked at my pizzas, and turns out the pepperoni one was a bloody tandoori chicken.
Yep. Tandoori chicken.
I know. Gotta love that. I mean, I still don't mind it, but you know, but what else? And the vegetarian pizza didn't have pineapple on it. They put pumpkin on it instead of pineapple.
Classic replacement for pine. Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah, there's more. Yeah, yeah, it keeps coming. They also tucked under the veggies, there was one piece of pepperoni.
They're like, I'll teach you to be a bloody vegetarian.
I know, right? Tell me about it.
Sorry, they've hidden one piece of pepperoni under all the vegetables.
Yeah, and I ended up, like, you know, I was eating it, and then halfway through, yeah, I'd realised that I'd just bit through, like, a pepperoni piece, and I'm like, well, what the hell?
Some bloody sneaky sausage.
Sneaky, aren't they? I know, right?
Is that a sneaky sausage? Benji from Newcastle. Benji, order oopsies, mate. What happened?
Oh, bloody went to McDonald's the other day, paid for a sauce and didn't get me sauce. It's happened a couple of times now.
That's devastating, isn't it? Were you going for nuggets, Benji? Is that what you had?
That was the plan, 40 nuggets, mate.
40 nuggets.
40 nuggets and no sauce?
No sauce, mate. Not a single sauce. I even paid for extra.
I would have been ropeable.
Were you, was it drive-through, Benji?
Yes. Yeah, I was in the drive-through.
And so what, you did you, don't tell me you got home and you realised.
I got home and I realised, yeah.
What? I would have gone back. Did you go back? What did you do?
No, I rang him and then I went back down there and they gave me about 10 sauces, but it's not the principle, you know?
No, you're
and
so
then
right.
And then your nuggies are cold.
Exactly. My nuggets are frozen.
Oh, can we give Benji something? That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, give him some sauce.
Can we give him some sauce? Thank you, Benji. Okay, let's go to Baronia. Hello, Ali.
Hey, how are you?
We're good, Ali. I mean, after hearing Benji's story about the nuggets, I'm a bit upset. But order oopsies, Ali. What happened?
So my little sister, when she was about 5 or 6, ordered a Harry Potter wand online and it arrived and it was a stick out of someone's garden.
Sorry. A garden stick.
And ordered a Harry Potter wand and it was a sticker of a garden.
Yeah. No, stick from someone's garden.
No. Sorry, Ali. Sorry. Not a sticker of a garden. A stick from a garden.
Okay. Yeah. That's what makes a lot more sense.
I mean,
I was like, that's so opposite.
Yeah, that's real. Well, I wouldn't even say opposite. I would just say, like, just different universe.
Well, it's an order oopsie. I wanted a wand and I got a sticker of my garden.
I ordered a cloak and I got a fridge magnet. What's going on here? That was a stick out of a garden.
From a garden.
Did the stick, Ali, have any resemblance to a wand?
I mean, maybe if you squinted.
Yeah. Could you do spells with it?
No, but Mum was pretty mad because it was $60. Oh, you just press buy now.
Okay, answer this one, Ali. Was this for you or for your sister?
My sister bought it.
Your sister, okay. Would she have preferred a sticker of a garden over this?
Might have got in less trouble.
Might have got in less trouble, yeah.
It's not her fault. she didn't pay $60 for a stick.
Muzza from Sydney. Hello, Muzz.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, we're good, bro. Order oopsies. What happened?
Oh, mate, we're at 12 midnight KFC, George Street. Mate, 6'6". Goes to order on the KFC machine, doesn't happen, punches the machine out, fully, right? Okay, puts the elbow into the machine, then has the balls to go and talk to the security guard, saying he wants his money back and food, and gets it.
Whoa!
Yes. What? And I am slinking off to the door. I'm going, we're going to get arrested. It's going to be the end of everything.
Wow.
And after that, I can tell you I did not take one piece of KFC from that guy ever again.
Wow.
So is this a mate of yours, Muzz?
Well, yes, he's huge. We go way back. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I just, dude, we're going to get arrested. You've got to get out of here.
So he just one punched the machine?
No. Two punches and an elbow into the machine. And to be fair, his elbow was absolutely wrecked the next day. And the machine did stay on.
Yeah. And he got his money back and got his food.
And his food. And I just couldn't believe it.
You see that machine go home and go, you should see the other guy, Mom.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Quentin time! That's it, guys. That is it. Whether you like it or not, we have to get out of here.
Yeah, sorry. No, we have to. But we will be back Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
That's right. We're the Brekkie guys
weekend. We're not just the late night boys. We're also the Brekkie guys.
Yeah, we do mornings. We do nuts. We do it all.
Yeah.
So check us out then, guys. Or if not, get the podcast. Get the podcast if you're just a nights person. And we get that. We know those people are out there. Probably most of you.
Or if you don't get the podcast, get the socials. At Jimmy and Nath on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Jimmy and Nath on TikTok.
And if you don't want to get that, get lost.
Get stuck.
The way we finish each and every show, Jimmy, is with the show rating from the good people of Australia. Rating the show out of 10 today from Liverpool. Eric, welcome back to the show. Hello, Eric.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you, Eric?
Doing spectacular after tonight.
That's what we want to hear, mate.
Can I say, Eric, you call the show a fair bit, and we really appreciate you.
Yeah, you're a good man, Eric.
Massive fan.
Well, we're a massive fan of yours. You bring great stories. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, babe.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, we were just talking about the people.
If we could rate you, 10 out of 10.
Absolutely. Eric.
Oh, mate, this ring's coming off.
Eric, we were just talking about people that potentially listen to the night show and also weekend breakfast show. Are you one of those people, Eric?
Oh, look, I've stumbled upon the breakfast show and I'm a full convert. You guys got me 6 out of 7 days.
Wow.
Damn.
Sick. I mean, the reason we haven't got him all seven is because we're not on Fridays, guys.
Yeah.
So Eric didn't just...
My heart breaks every Friday.
Yeah. Eric just didn't ignore us on a Tuesday or something. No, we're not on Fridays. Yeah. So
the people just listening going, geez. One show's real shit.
All right. Well, I mean, Eric, tonight's show, mate, what do you want to give it out of 10? What are your thoughts?
Oh, look, with all the jokes and shenanigans, got to be an 11.
11. Wow. Not that. Yeah.
11 out of 10, jokes and shenanigans. Would you ever see us doing a real serious show, Eric?
Nah, that'd be out of flavour for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would be out of flavour. I don't think we'd be good at it either.
No,
so
I don't want to do it. Why are you trying to make me do it? Stop it!
You seen a current affair?
Yeah. Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.